And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 15th of July. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Fair Isle, 1029, slow moving, declining, 1028 by 1800 Wednesday. Low, Fitzroy, 1011, expected, just west of Fitzroy, 1015 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, north or northeast, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. East or northeast, 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly for a time in Fisher, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 in German Bight and Humber. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, north, backing northwest, 3 to 5. Thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southwesterly in northwest. Northwesterly in southeast, 2 to 4. Increasing, 5 or 6 later in far southeast. Showers. Good. Fitzroy, south or southeast, 3 to 5, but variable 2 to 4 in east. Thundery showers, fog patches in southeast. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. Seoul, east 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first in Lundy. Fair in Irish Sea. Elsewhere, showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, easterly, becoming variable later in north, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Fog patches in North Rockall. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in North Rockall. Hebrides, Southeast Bailey. Variable, 3 or less. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Bailey. Southerly, veering westerly later, 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, variable, 2 to 4, but southeasterly, 3 to 5 in south. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Faroes, variable 2 to 4, but southwesterly 4 or 5 in northwest. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Northwest Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 or 5, but 6 or 7 in northwest, southeast Iceland. Rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, north northeast 2, 11 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest 1, mist, 5 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Lerwick, northeast 2, 11 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Wick automatic, southeast 2, mist, 4 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north 1, 5 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Lookers, northeast by east 2, 8 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Bulmer, north by west 2, 6 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Bridlington, north, northeast, 3, 1026, rising slowly. Sindeti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 5, 2 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north, northeast, 4, 5 miles, 1,019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east, northeast, 3, 1,020, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by east, 5, 11 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 3, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, north, 2, 7 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north, 3, 22 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Aberporth, east, 2, 24 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by east, 3, 12 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east, 3, 11 miles, 1,025, rising. Valentia, northeast, 2, 22 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by north, 3, 13 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Malin Head, east, northeast, 2, 27 miles, 1,026, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, north, 1, 5 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 14th of July. The general situation. High pressure to the north of the UK will continue to bring a good deal of fair weather to most areas, though low pressure to the far southwest will bring some thundery showers at times to southwestern waters. Winds will be largely light or moderate across the north. However, further south, easterly or northeasterly winds will be fresh or strong at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming variable at times in Murray Firth, 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times in northwest. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East or northeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeasterly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times in south, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly, 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 at first in west, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast, veering east for a time, 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeasterly, veering easterly, 4 to 6. Becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Occasionally, 6 at first near North Devon coast. Becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable for a time, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 or 3, occasionally 4 at first, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less, fog patches later, good becoming moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. And the Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And that brings us to the end of the day here on Radio 4. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe and stay cool. We wish you a very good night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. President Trump rose back on plans to charge a tariff to use the Strait of Hormuz after calls from Gulf leaders.
They've been very strong partners. And they said, we'd love to do it a different way. We'd love to invest in the United States with billions and billions of dollars.
We'll get the latest from Washington. U.S. immigration enforcement agents have reportedly been told to halt vehicle stops after two fatal shootings in the past week. Also, victory for Spain in the World Cup semi-finals. We hear the highlights from our correspondent. And a record-breaking sale for a dinosaur skeleton. But should they be sold for private collections?
Those that say that they shouldn't be bought and sold on the open market, those folks are going to go extinct if they keep it up. You can't say that dinosaurs are not valuable after a record sale like this.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The US military has been carrying out strikes on Iran for a fourth day in a row as it reimposes a naval blockade on Iranian ports. Iran has also fired more missiles and drones at neighbouring countries. Earlier, President Trump dropped his plan for ships crossing the Strait of Hormuz to pay a 20% fee for US protection. Here's Sebastian Usher.
President Trump making what pretty much seemed like an off-the-cuff commitment just 24 hours ago, and then getting very strong pushback. His alternative that he's come up with, to be honest, has no detail to it. It sounds like a face-saving exercise to say there'll be this massive investment. It was also, shipping agencies said this is a non-goer. And the Iranians even picked up on it. The Iranian foreign minister mocked Mr. Trump. Because the US position had been that the Iranians were the ones who were the villains in this by saying that they would start charging a fee. So Abbas Araghchi said, good to have you on board with what we think, essentially, but